The little party marched off in lively manner, across the lawns, around the Abbey building, through the vegetable patches and the herb garden. Up on the wall tops, Corksnout Spickle had begun his daily perambulation, which he termed the afore breakfast walk. He saw Formole unbolting the small east wall gate and called to him.
"Where are you off to so early in the day? I thought you'd be lending a board in the cellars. There's a pile of apples made present to my cider."
Formole waved a hefty digging paw.
"Usen's off any search for his serpent, Xai."
Corksnout adjusted his false nose, which had slipped over onto his left cheek.
"Well, I hope you enjoy yourselves. Apple pressing is a hard task for just one pair of paws."
Skipper replied.
"I gave your monthly a shake early on. He just turned over and kept snoring. Mayhap he'd like to help you. Oh, will you bolt this gate after us, mate?"
Corksnout wandered ponderously down the east wall steps, ruminating to himself as he made for the gate.
"Ho, ho, sleeping his life away and missing a quest, is he? Well, that young grandog of mine is about to get a rude awakening. Aye, and he can pass a profitable day learning to be an apple presser."
Out in the summer vastness of Mosslar Wood, the searchers pressed forward slowly, looking for any possible clues. Dwink stumped along on his crutch at a comfortable pace. He caught up with Perris, who was slightly ahead of the others.
"How do we know that we're going east? It's easy to wander astray in these woodlands."
The squirrel maid pointed.
"Keep going this way. See the moss growing on the side of that sycamore? Make sure it's on your left. Moss gathers on the north side of trees. Also, you must check that the sun is in your face. Then at high noon, it'll be overhead. After that, the sun will be going west, so keep it at your back. That's the best way to travel east."
Dwink was surprised by his pretty companion's knowledge of wood lore. He pressed her further.
"But how will we know when we're at the place where death may visit those who fear?"
Perrot treated him to her sweetest smile.
"Oh, I suppose we'll just carry on until we're feared to death of where we are."
Dwink laughed nervously.
"I suppose you're right."